Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue on SportsMap Radio. All right, let's get the good of the day.
Good of the day. I saw this story and I couldn't wait to talk to you about it.
Okay.
There's a traveling museum. I don't know where it's headed to next.
Traveling museum
where it comes and hangs out in your city for a couple
months. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Those are cool.
Then they take off. This one's the Museum of Failure.
Oh, how great is this?
And, I was like, well, I'm curious to see what's in it. And it's exactly what you're thinking, right? Inside this museum, you'll be walking around, you'll see an exhibit of a DeLorean.
Oh, nice.
Or an exhibit of lawn darts. It's all those innovative things, those, tangible things that we had that was going to be the next great big thing that kind of fizzled away. Like, what was it? Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi, yeah.
And it's
goodness.
I'm just fascinated by it. I mean, they have a Segway. They have
Segway's got to be the primo, the primo thing, right?
I mean, that was the wave of the future.
They couldn't get enough of Segways. People thought this would be the way you did it.
I also like this one that always makes me laugh. I always remember a Robin Williams joke on it, but it was you remember the fat free additive that was Olestra?
Oh, I remember this. Yeah,
if you didn't know about Olestra, it called I guess the cleanest way to say it was anal leakage.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A rear leakage, I guess.
Oh, no. If you go to like Amazon and Google, if you go to Amazon and look up these, they're sugar-free gummy bears and read the reviews, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Like things, that stuff is so unnatural that was that the product that was in the Snackwells? Snacks?
It was in Pringles.
Oh, it was in Pringles. That's right.
They found it in chips. A lot of different types of chips were using Olestra to be fat free. And what they didn't realize is that it worked as like an enema.
Right. Yeah.
But it wasn't. But you didn't know. You didn't have. There was no warning. It was just all of a sudden. And you're like, oh, there it is.
Oh, goodness.
I've never saw this one, but I guess there was a Colgate frozen lasagna.
Colgate,
the toothpaste.
Like the toothpaste company made a frozen lasagna?
Yeah, it had a frozen lasagna.
Did it clean your teeth while you were eating it?
I don't know. It was in the 1980s. I was looking at it. I'm like, okay.
We've substituted the regatta for the clean, refreshing taste of wintergreen toothpaste.
And this one made all the sense in the world. I guess Bic, Bic pens.
Yeah.
I don't remember these, but in 2011, they came out with a For Her line of pens. Because they were softer and, fit a woman's hand a little bit more. I'm like, how'd that get past marketing?
I know. No kidding. That's the crazy world we lived in.
So, I don't know where it's off to next.
Have you ever seen like a montage of like 1950s ads?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they crazy?
They're fascinating.
They are crazy. It is another world.
One of our favorite Twitter sites we always talk about, Super 70 site, showed a picture of an ad from Bayer, the aspirin.
Right.
When they were marketing heroin as
a
cure-all.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh,
my goodness.
They're
nuts.
This was back like in the late 1800s, early 1900s. But, hey, guys, take your heroin.
Yeah.
Cures everything. Cures your headache.
There was a TV commercial once for a coffee company where the guy is like, Helen, this coffee's terrible. And she's like, in her mind, she's like, I have to up my coffee game. He doesn't like the coffee. It's like a totally different world.
Well, that's where
I guess I'll keep you around, honey. Your coffee has gotten a lot better. Like, what planet was this on?
I always remember that movie Airplane 2.
Right.
Where they were making fun of it, and she's like, he never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Right.
It's like, harking back to those.
I know.
But, those things, I mean, woman made sure to... I hate to say woman, but woman makes sure to have the slippers, the pipe,
that's
the newspaper
right.
ready for her man.
Crazy ads.
Hot meal when she walked in.
Yeah. Like there was an Anison commercial once where she says to her husband, we got the PTA meeting tonight. And he goes, not now. I have a headache.
Yep.
And he goes, oh. And he's just like, yelling at his wife.
I got one more Museum of Failure because it was it was recent, and I will always remember these. I thought these were going to be a big deal. You probably did too, but that was the Google Glass.
Oh, I remember Google Glass, yeah.
Remember the little eyeglasses that had the little screen? I thought, yeah, that's where we're headed. That's the future
there. That's right. Very much so.
But also in this Museum of Failure is an exhibit on the Titanic.
Right.
Which leads to the bad of the day. You and I were talking about this before the show. We're fascinated by it.
I can't get enough of this story,
maybe that's
man.
What's bad, yeah. Is that we're fascinated by this, but apparently there is a tourism submarine lost after it went down, deep diving down into where the Titanic was.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happens. Today, it's like nobody has like a little beacon.
Yeah, I don't get how in 2023 you can lose something. I do not understand. Like, I don't get it. How do you just lose it? Like, there should be a million things on it to always let you know where it is all times. Doesn't seem like that's too hard to do in 2023, is to just put a bunch of sensors on something so you always know where it is. So this thing, it costs $250,000 to get into this
per person
tourist sub. It's not even a sub. It's like a submersion thing.
Yeah,
and they take you down to where the Titanic is. And so all these people, these rich people, have paid $250,000 to go on this very, very tight, claustrophobic nightmare to go down to see the Titanic. But the reason that they didn't mind being kind of crunched in is because the trip didn't take very long. You were going to go down there, see the Titanic, and it was going to come up, and it was being controlled by like a video game device. And it was just going down, look around, oh, look at that, and then come back up. But they lost it. And now I'm like fascinated with, how are they going to be able to find it? How are they going to be able to rescue these people? Can they rescue these people?
I think that's got to be done, right? Because, I mean, it's a small submarine. We're not talking about a luxury cruise line submarine, if there is such a thing. It's a small little submersible. I'm assuming it's maybe 2 to 4 people. That action's got to be done, or you're breathing in carbon dioxide. I mean, I don't know. I've watched too many movies.
Right. No doubt.
A submarine went down and was like, oh, you know what? If you don't get them in the first 48 hours, they're done for. 72 hours, or something like that.
So that was what I was interested in, is when I first saw that it was missing, I was like, wait, why? How is it missing? And then they were like, and they only have 72 hours of air left to go. And it's been, and I'm like, that's horrific. And then somebody posted on Twitter what it looks like. And again, they kind of crammed them in. It's not a comfortable ride.
No.
It's a very tight, very tight space. So you have to be barefoot. Some are sitting cross-legged on the floor, but now they're trapped. Like, they're not coming back, and it's got to be just an absolute nightmare of panic freaking out.
And that's why I said, I would just assume they're done. They're gone.
Because
you can't find it, it took forever to find the Titanic.
So right? How did they? Again, I just don't understand. How did you lose it?
Did you just drive off course?
Right.
Is it in the Titanic? Did somebody say, oh, yeah, wait, watch, we can go through this portal?
Maybe they did, yeah.
Maybe they went inside?
Maybe they did. I have no idea how this
show
works.
Show where Jack and Rose consummated their relationship in the car? I'm assuming that's in there, right?
Cruise from the, yeah, exactly, right?
Here's the door Jack and Rose were on. There was enough room.
Crews from the U.S. Coast Guard have flown over an area about the size of Connecticut to search for any... Why the size of Connecticut?
Yeah.
What is this thing? How far could it go? If you sent it down to the Titanic, where could it have possibly gone after that? What exactly is it? Does it have the capability of going the distance the size of Connecticut? Could it have gone east or west, north or south, the same distance as the size of a state, even if it's a small state? I thought this thing was go down, come back up. What, are we maneuvering it around the ocean now? Trying to find orcas? What are we doing? That's crazy. I mean, this is a crazy story,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I don't know what the... Like I said, I think I already know what the end game is. I think it'd be a miracle. And they say they found the sub and everyone's alive.
Yeah, right.
Because I just, no way.
Oh,
was it something else? It was there a tiny little leak? Because this is a specially designed sub to withstand the pressure.
A couple of years ago, I was on a cruise, and we went on an excursion on a glass-bottom boat. And it was really cool at the first, and then a storm was coming. And we were out there in the middle of the thing, and then the captain was like, "We got to go. We got to go." And I remember we were on that thing, and he's driving back to the mainland, and I thought, this is the kind of stuff you see on the news.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. Like, waves were coming. It was dark clouds, lightning. And he's like the skipper and Gilligan holding onto the ship. Like, we were all sitting and just waves like crash, 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 crash. And I thought, these are the stories I've seen all the time.
Yep.
These are the kind of stories I see. Luckily, we made it back okay and everything was fine. But I was like, these people went on a submarine trip to the Titanic and now they're lost at sea. Golly. Yeah.
Now they're part of the Titanic.
Unbelievable. All right. We'll have the dumb coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Oh, sorry, I did get my answer onto that sub, why they had to search for a large landmass. Because it could be so disabled that it could have gotten close and just floated away. Could have been carried by the currents.
What if it got flipped upside down and it's so dark they didn't know which way was up?
Right, exactly. So I should have figured that out.
I don't know, is there gravity in water?
Listen to you. What am I, Bill Nye? What are you doing here?
You're not Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Don't you know
Here's what's very interesting. The sun, if it explodes, would eat up life on all the planet.
Oh, you're making that up, Neil.
Oh, yeah. No. Here's what else is interesting. All right, by the way, this segment is brought to you by Total Wine. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll love what you find at Total Wine and more. Check out TotalWine.com today. Drink responsibly, B21. All right, let's get to the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is, it's not necessarily the story itself is dumb.
Right?
I'm having a hard time processing it, which is why I'm putting it in the dumb. This is actually fantastic and great, but I'm having a hard time. I'm having an issue, okay?
Go ahead.
And that is four-star quarterback Austin Simmons, which, great job, Austin Simmons. He is skipping his junior and senior years of high school and enrolling right straight into Ole Miss thanks to his 5.34 GPA.
Oh, what? How do you get that?
Thank you. How do you get that?
That's
the answer I wanted to hear from you because okay, back in the day, kids, you capped out at 4.0.
Right.
And then every once in a while you heard inklings of someone getting a 4.1 or 4.2 because they did a little bit extra credit. And you're like, well, whatever. I don't get it. How do you get 5.34?
Was he Doogie Howser? Is he going to college after his sophomore year?
He's going to college. He's 17, but he's skipping his junior and senior year of high school.
So he just finished his sophomore year.
Yeah.
And now he's going to college.
He just learned to drive, basically.
Wow. God bless him.
That's the other problem. The other thing I'm having a difficult time understanding. He has a 5.34 GPA, but he is a four-star quarterback. Those two don't really go together,
no,
right?
No, not right, I guess, yeah. Now, where is he going? Ole Miss.
Ole Miss,
okay. So you got to be good. You got to be good to go to Ole Miss. So he's not going to, like, you know, he's good enough.
Yeah, he's not going. What's the matter?
Lane Kiffin have anything to do with this?
Maybe.
Lane Kiffin's probably in the living room going, you know what?
I'm not
going
to put it past him.
You know, mom and dad, let me just tell you, kids are going to college now at very young age, 17, like yours. So, yeah, it's normal. I see toddlers running around Oxford all the time.
And here's the other part of the problem, right? He lives in Florida, right? He's 6'3", 200, but he is homeschooled.
Oh, does that make a difference?
And he's been taking online courses during this time, but he has completed his high school core classes and he's already finished 15 college classes as well.
Is that a factor in this? Like, do homeschool kids able to wrap that schooling up quicker than other students?
Well, I think you can. Yeah, I mean, if you're smart enough and you're good enough, you can kind of skip ahead, right?
I got to think you can't.
You can go more at your pace, where if you're in class, you know, you can't really go at your own pace, even though they try to get you to go at your own pace. Yeah. You're still at the mercy of, hey, I'm here for an hour.
I don't know anything about homeschooling. I know I have a lot of friends who've done it, but and I never really asked.
The only thing I know.
I got to think if your kid's really good at math, you don't have to hang around and wait a year to go to the next level.
We did homeschooling in 2001.
All right.
Just for, you know, just because of COVID, we were uncertain of what was going on. It was like 2000 into 2001, that school year.
2021,
thank you. Yeah. 2020, 2021, the fall, fall 20, fall of 21.
Was that still under the guides of the public school, or were you completely out of the public school?
My middle son, he was still attached to his school because they had the option of doing virtual learning. And my oldest he pulled out of his junior high school, the virtual learning for his junior high, because couldn't stand it because they made him sit on a computer for about eight hours a day. And so we pulled him out and put him in through this other school program, which kind of was like homeschooling. But it worked out great because, I mean, he literally did school from like 12 to 3.
That's, the question I have is
assignments. He did his thing, but it's not, I don't think it's traditional homeschooling.
No, because I think, if you are homeschooling your kids and you go, look, my kid loves math, he's great at math, I'm not waiting till next year to move him to Algebra 3.
Right.
Like, I'm just might as well jump right into it. Can you do that? I don't know. Was that kid in a system where he got a 5.2, however they do it? I don't know. But he was able, his parents just go, you know what? He's really smart. And we just cooked through this stuff. And we went the state board of home, you know, that monitors homeschool kids to make sure that they are passing, and it's not just mom and dad signing a piece of paper. They went, he was smart enough to do it before he turned 18, so why stick around for 12 years if you don't have to?
I'm gonna have a problem with that, though, because I mean, if you want to say he got a 3.8 homeschooled, okay, I believe you, but 5.34, I gotta believe, you know, mom gave him a little extra credit here and there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
How do you get to 5 on a GPA?
My goodness.
That'd be like me, like, you know, going in there. It's like, what's your GPA? Oh, man, I graduated with a 7.0.
So what does Lane Kiffin do with him? Does he he's a 17-year-old kid.
Probably has to start drawing a place immediately.
Right? What do you do? Just go like, oh, my goodness. So it's like that kid in Weird Science, right? Just the young kid that was there with Val Kilmer was the guy. Was that Weird Science or Real Genius?
Real genius.
Real genius was the name of the movie. Yeah, too young, little young there. But nevertheless, I mean, it's pretty cool.
He's also a baseball player, so just
God bless him. Might as well, right? Might as well. Now, wasn't it Tim Tebow that had the case about playing, like, homeschool kids playing for the public schools? Like, if you're homeschooled, if you're homeschooled and you live in a district, like, you know, that you can play on the school teams. I think it was Tim Tebow that was the one that was kind of the forefather of that, where he wanted to play on the public school football team, but he was a homeschooled kid. But the court said, yeah, you can't. His family's still paying taxes for the school. They just choose to educate him in the house, and then he was able to play for the public school. I think that was Tim Tebow, but I don't know. Maybe I might have been. But was he on the local high school team?
He was on the. He played football. I don't Pahokee.
There you go.
In Canal Point, you know where that? Does
no,
sound familiar? I don't know.
But
that's down in Dade. That's he played baseball.
All right, so he was a football and baseball star at his school. He's a homeschool kid. He made 5.0 and 5.2. He's going to college at 17 years old.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, 17 is not, it's not like he's going to 14,
I didn't think the NCAA would even allow that. To say, hey, you can skip the final 2 years of school. Aren't they big on education?
Well, hold on. He completed his education.
He did. I know.
He's a grad. It's not like the school, it's not like but Ole Miss is letting in a kid
all
that's
about
like.
Education, Tony.
Well, I do. But what do you do if you're done school?
Right.
Like, I don't want to be misconstrued here. The kid's not skipping 2 grades of education. He's done
he's just
the requirement. He got them done early.
He's foregoing.
That and now
his junior, senior year.
That happens. How often do we see a kid that's like, I'm early enrolling it at the university?
Well,
I'm going to school in the spring when I could be in my senior year, but I've wrapped up my senior year.
And listen, every single year there's a story out there of a 12-year-old entering college.
Yeah, oh, sure.
They're usually just not athletes.
Right. My daughter's senior year was one class because she had gotten so much of this stuff done. She only needed one class. She went in the morning and was home by noon. And I was like, that's ridiculous. I remember fighting this. But then my wife kept saying to me, you're not understanding. She has no more classes to take.
Yeah. She already did them.
She already did them. And I'm like, oh, because we were at another school. And when we transferred, it was like a treasure chest of classes that she was supposed to take later that she took earlier. So I'm like, oh, all right. So, and it took me a while to process it because I kept going, I had to take all these classes my senior year. And she's like, yes, you did, but she's already taken them.
No, my senior year I only had 3 classes.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
Because I had already done the rest as well.
So God bless his family for getting them done. Oh, believe me. Listen, believe me. I lived in a neighborhood where all of her friends, my daughter's friends, were all homeschooled. And I would be home because I worked from home, and it would be like 12 noon. They're out playing basketball, and they're out playing, doing stuff, like hanging out. They're done.
That was PE.
They wrapped it up early.
That was PE.
Yeah. So, and then my daughter comes home. She's got homework in fourth grade, and she's looking outside on a 75-degree day going, yeah, this stinks. Why can't I do what they do? I'm like, yeah, I know. Sorry.
So she was the duck in ESPN commercials.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to talk about Bob Huggins at West Virginia. He resigned. We'll get the story on that coming up next. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.